Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. It's the waning portion of the hour. I hate that. I wish I had more time, but... congratulations, Tom McGaffin. A lot of calls today, and Tom was the lucky caller number 5 to get a copy of Fair Food. If you want to learn more about that book, go to goodlifeguy.com. Links to purchase, links to learn, and you can have a lot of fun. And then don't forget the Kansas State Fair right around the corner, kansasstatefair.com. You can read about it. 10 days of fun. It starts a week from yesterday, next Friday. What a treat. Now we kick back, relax. I poured the wine of the week. Dark, inky, thick. This idea of legs where the wine adheses to the inside of the glass and drips down, that's one thing. And it's usually an indication of either alcohol content, higher alcohol tends to do that, or of sugar content, a sweeter wine, or a combination thereof. This wine adheres, but more importantly what it does, due to great extraction, time on the skins, this juice is so dark, inky purple that it, when you shake it around, when you tip the glass and roll it sideways, it leaves an opacity of light purple on the inside of the glass. And what wine do I speak of? From my good friends at J. Lohr from Paso Robles. This is J. Lohr Southridge Paso Robles Syrah. It's a 2014 edition. You've heard me talk about J. Lohr Los Osos Merlot in this current or in last month's issue of the Wine Enthusiast. Los Osos Merlot from J. Lohr got a 90 rating out of 100 points. This Syrah got a 91, and I'll tell you, the red wine maker that works in Paso, Steve Peck, I spent some time with him in the lab and tasting an infinitely long list of wines. Oh, the guy's magic, and he did it with this. He did this wine so well, and it comes from some of the best vineyards in Paso. Southridge is one of them, and it's not 100%, but it's close. 99% Syrah, 1% Viognier, and you go, wait, Viognier is a white wine. Yeah, and what's 1% do? A lot. Viognier adds some aromatic qualities, and it actually tends to lighten up the Syrah a little bit. This wine would have been even darker if it had that. It's fermented in 20-ton stainless steel tanks and it left on the lees, on the grape must to extract all that color. And then it goes into oak barrels, of which 20% are new. There's 80% American and 20% French. You can smell that. If you've taken any of my wine classes at WSU, you know that I can point out the difference between French and American oak, and to a degree Hungarian or Czechoslovakian oak. But, man, this oak gives this thing so much. In 12 months, in oak barrels, of which 20% are new, would indicate a wine that costs a whole lot of money. High retail for this wine is like 15, ballpark. Buy it by the case, save 20%. Wine day Tuesdays. It's moderate alcohol, 13.9%. And this wine would be so good with food, or it is, even though it's big-bodied and rich, he says as he takes a sip, you could drink it by itself. It could be, if you want to start the evening with a red wine, this would be a good choice. But if you're thinking food, we had some great food last night. It was kind of a churrascaria night with sirloin on skewers and done really nice with a great seasoning. This would be so good with that. I marinated sirloin this past week in big whole chunks, you know, inch and a half thick steaks, and I marinated it in I marinated it. I soaked it for 4 or 5 hours in a combination of ponzu, a citrus-based kind of a teriyaki or soy sauce, and a little bit of teriyaki, and some fresh ground black pepper, a whole buttload of garlic, finely minced, and let that thing soak. And then you go, well, that's not all, because there's something else in here. And there was bourbon, classic old American bourbon in there with that soy, teriyaki, ponzu, garlic, black pepper, and it just makes such a difference. You don't use too much. Bourbon is strong. But back to this wine. I got to tell you, I had Jay Lohr first time. I had Jerry Lohr on my program. I tried to do some research, but it was two websites ago. And it was, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was 1993. Jerry Lohr was on the program, and it was when they first came out with, you know, they have an array of different wines. And when they first came out with the Estate Series and Riverstone Chardonnay, it just blew me away. And it's what attracted me to the Central Coast and Paso Robles and Monterey and things like that. And it's still today one of the best values. And this wine, the Southridge Syrah, is part of the Estate Series. If you buy any of them, Bay Mist, Wildflower, Val de Gay, a Gamay, if you will, the Cabernet, they're splendid wines. But I will tell you this, if you want to have some fun, either play with the Hilltop, one of their high-end derivatives, or they make some French blends. And having just come back from Bordeaux and spent time in Pauillac and Pomerol and Saint-Estèphe and Saint-Emilion, these wines, you could fool someone into thinking they are magic. Jay Lohr. Go to jlohr.com, learn more, then go to Jacob Liquor Exchange and buy some of this stuff. Really magnificent stuff. The wine of the week, Jay Lohr Southridge, Paso Robles Syrah, the 2014 edition. It's a beauty. And while you're there, get a bottle of Las Osas Merlot. Jacob Liquor Exchange, it's the Disneyland of wine. Hey, don't forget, there's still room in the cooking classes in September, believe it or not, at All Things Barbecue. ATBBQ.com. Man, September 15th, Dinner on the Grill, that's Friday night. You get to watch and then eat and have wine. September 16th starts with Seafood on the Grill in the morning. And then 2 to 5 p.m., Champion Pork, allthingsbarbecue.com. What a treat. Going out to dinner, the Marriott has a great place to eat steak. Or better yet, drive south to the casino and go to Wood-Fired Grill. You can't go wrong. Have a great weekend. And remember, it's Labor Day. Don't labor. Be chill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.